The arrival of fall means many things. Cooler temperatures, the changing of the leaves, and the Devon Fall Classic. Get your jodhpurs and riding boots ready. It doesn't matter whether you ride or not, you just want to look the part. The Horsey Set will be out in Devon this weekend for a fall version of its annual horse show. The three-day event includes something for everyone, from rides and games to the kids to a wine gazebo for the adults. The Classic starts on Thursday with gates opening at 8 a.m. While the lazy days of summer are on their way out, there are still some fireworks left. And we mean that literally. New Hope Summer Series comes to an end with its final Friday night block party. There's food, vendors, and music, as well as a fireworks show. We could say it's going out with a bang, but that would be corny, right? Well, we're okay with that. Stockton Avenue between Bridge and Ferry Streets will be shut down so you can party with ease at the All Ages event. Things get started at 5 p.m. The weekend is here, and that means it's time to wind down. Yes, we did say wine, the red kind that pours into a glass. At South Philly's Vendemia Wine Festival on Saturday, you can enjoy all the Italian wines the festival has to offer, including reds and whites. It's a competition and a celebration of the shared joys of food and wine. They provide the vino, you can bring the food. The ticketed event takes place at Girard Park on Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Mount Airy is grooving this weekend with its annual Porch Fest. On Saturday, local musicians perform on porches around the neighborhood where residents have agreed to host. There are more than 100 similar fests held around the country, but this is the third year Mount Airy has joined them. We'll have a link to the map on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Mount Airy Porch Fest goes from 1 to 7 p.m., rain or shine. POTUS is in Philly this week. No, Joe Biden's not in town. It's the play POTUS, or behind every great dumbass, there are seven women trying to keep him alive. It's opening at the Arden on Thursday night. It's the satire described as somewhere between 9 to 5 and Veep, when the seven women the president relies on have to step in to handle a PR nightmare turned crisis. It's playing through October 13th. While we're talking female power, let's head to the 18th annual Black Women's Art Festival. It's at the Rotunda on Saturday and Sunday. The festival highlights female poets and artists with performances all day long. And you can check out the equally talented vendors on site. The fest is from 1 to 7 p.m. both days. Art is also the highlight of the new exhibit at the African American Museum in Philadelphia. Emmy-nominated actress CCH Pounder shares a portion of her extensive art collection in Shared Vision Portraits, which opens on Saturday. She'll be there to introduce and discuss it at 3 p.m. The exhibit goes through March 2nd. Sunday marks two celebrations of Latin America, kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month. Dine Latino starts on Sunday, offering discounted meals at participating Latin-owned restaurants in the biannual event. It goes through September 21st. The Mexican Independence Day Festival is at the River Ring. It commemorates the day in 1821 when Mexico officially achieved its independence from Spain. The celebration includes food, music, and dance, as well as the annual Grito de Independencia ceremony. It goes from 2 to 8 p.m. Tom Jones is 84, but it seems like he's just getting started.
It's not unusual you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual you want to have fun with anyone.
It's not unusual that he's still so amazing, but it is rare. If you want to see him live, he'll be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on Sunday on his U.S. tour. The show starts at 7 p.m. We hope your weekend is like good wine, something smooth that goes down easy. We'll have all the details of what you've heard and even more on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. That's where you can find out where PJ Harvey and 21 Pilots will be. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.